Internally displaced persons at Malut IDP camp are calling for an urgent relocation to their home counties. Yae Munwaidnoi, chairperson of the camp, says they fell out with the host communities in Malut County after five boys from the camp allegedly killed a boy from one of the host communities on February 8, 2024. Noi says some criminals living in the IDP camp have tainted relations between the IDPs and the host community.
We have some children we call criminals who cause trouble. They beat to death a boy from the host community and threw him into the river on 8 February 2024. These children were caught by their parents and they were arrested. The community in Malut County said we should give a concern so that these children will be killed. We said we will not do that because it is the government that will allow them to be killed. If the government rules that the children will be killed, they will die and nobody will question it. But we cannot say that we shall kill them ourselves.
Noi says after the IDPs refused to sign the document, they were asked to leave. The IDPs want some help to return to PJ County in Yonglei State. Noi says they are appealing to nonprofits for support.
What we need now is to leave, but we do not have the logistical support. We call for a non-profit to return us home, especially Baliet and PG counties.
53-year-old Zechariah Munwutjol, a father of five and a tribal chief, says some members of the host community are harassing IDPs.
They say nobody should go fishing, no woman should go and collect firewood, and no woman should go to get vegetables on the riverbank. Like women got vegetables to sell before or to collect firewood to sell. They are just staying in the camp. Life is very hard now. We are alive because human life cannot be lost easily.
Daniel Denkir, the RRC deputy chairperson in PG County, says aid agencies have not been supporting IDPs in Malut since last year.
The situation where they are, it is not supporting them right now. The services which have been given to them are now cut off. Support from organization cannot continue. They have right to support you within 3 months or 6 months. When it is go beyond like that, then they cannot continue to give. And they are saying that you are the source of the needs. They take off some of the support.
Here says floods have subsided and the Yonglei State government is ready to receive the IDPs.
They should be able to come back to their home, and the government in the county, they are ready to receive these people. Due to the logistic pipeline, we could not able to catch up very soon because it needs the support from our partners. The security is there. We have deal with our neighbors, like the people of Wakoba, of Viral County, which is our neighbors. And the same with the youth and Pandak. We have peace among one another. And then people move to those areas. So there is the hope that we can come back and then we stay together as brothers.
On January 25th, the IDPs in Malut wrote a letter to the PG County RRC office asking for permission and support to relocate back to their state. The letter cited a lack of humanitarian assistance, land to cultivate, poor health facilities, an alleged spread of some diseases as reasons to leave the camp. Baresh Lwal, the commissioner of Malut County, could not be reached for comment. Some IDPs who spoke off the record say they paid for their transport to Malakal. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kuat in Malakal.